I guess.
Hey, is Desiree in by chance?
Speaking.
Hey, this is Tyler over at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing?
Good, thanks.
Good, good. I just wanted to follow up with you here. We actually had extended a finance offer to the business about 2 weeks ago. It's actually based off some borrowing history you had a few years back with Wells. But it looks like we got you pre-approved for some equipment and working capital for right around $250K. I just want to touch base with you there, see how business was going. If you had anything in the pipeline that we might be able to help you out with.
Yeah, business is doing okay right now. I don't really have any major equipment in mind, so we're still doing okay. So I have the pipeline for a while, but I don't really need any loans right now.
That's fine. Is there maybe a time of the year where you do maybe look to assess the business or typically look to take advantage of equipment or anything like that?
It's hard to say. Maybe next spring or early summer, maybe. That's, as far as I can see right now, that we may need to expand a little bit.
I got you. How's business been for you this year?
Good. I mean, we are expanding slowly, but it doesn't go, my worst nightmare is finding qualified help.
Oh, so, really? It's actually just the employees itself.
The way that we want to expand is like, you cannot find anybody to do the work.
Gotcha. How long have you guys been in business over there?
I've been in business for about 30 years.
Oh, wow. Okay. You guys have been through some serious times.
Yeah.
How many people do it? Yeah, seriously.
No, we're small lab. We only five people working here right now.
Oh, I got you. Okay. So, a little bit smaller scale. Used to be a one-man show there?
Yep.
All right. Yep. Well, looks like a 500% growth there for you then.
Well, over the years, yeah.
There you go. How many more people would you be willing to bring on then?
Well, I could probably double the amount of people I have over here. I mean, I have the room for it, but, finding the work and finding the people to do the work is two major issues. I mean, we can probably find the work, just finding the people. It's like, if you don't have the people to do the work, why go and find it?
I agree. Have you guys tried any, marketing tactics or anything like that?
It's a difficult, kind of situation, because nobody seems to be getting into this field anymore. It's like, almost like a dying art.
Yeah, you're not the first person to say that. I've actually worked with quite a few companies here in this industry, and that kind of seems to be the case. A lot of them are kind of going overseas. Does that seem to be the case for you as well?
Yeah, that's true. Overseas also going to a major lab that, they're like factories. We're not we cater to the dentists that we do work for, on a personal relationship, but, a lot of people just want cheap and fast and
can't compete with that price point.
Mm-hmm.
I gotcha. Well, hopefully some changes are made here to keep business here in America, and that might actually end up working in your guys' favor there for down the road. But as far as
I don't know. I mean, it's like I'm pretty scared of who's gonna get into the White House, tell you what.
I think we all are.
Yeah. One of the cook, the other one is a shyster. I don't know.
I know. It's going to be very interesting regardless of who ends up getting in there. But we'll see. We will see. As far as the business goes, does the location itself have enough room to bring on more employees and equipment, or are you guys kind of maxed out right now?
I mean, right now we're fine. Okay, later on, if we see that we're re-expanding fast, then we have to look into getting equipment. Yeah.
Do you guys currently have, all the milling equipment, scanners, and all that?
No, we're not going into the scanners yet. I mean, I would have to get, younger people to come to work for me that really understand, the technology.
I'm getting too old.
I've already been in business for 30 years, so it's like, learning new tricks, and for me, it probably wouldn't be worthwhile. Younger people get into the field, yeah.
I see. Do you guys outsource that part of the production then, or do you just not even mess with it?
No, we don't outsource anything. We do everything here that we do.
Okay. Yeah. What is it you guys specialize in then?
Removable prosthesis.
Okay.
Dental prosthesis.
Uh-huh.
like
and
the
then
partials, you know.
I gotcha.
Metal and flexible stuff, depending on what it calls for.
I see. And are you guys still pretty local then, or are you guys able to get your product across the...
I do work for, like, you know, all around New England.
Oh, wow, okay.
That's basically, you know, like a UPS, you know, within a 250-mile radius this next day, so we can ship like that.
Oh, wow, okay. How are you guys able to acquire those type of customers and businesses there?
The phone works.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, it's only everything when you phone call away, right?
Exactly, that is very true.
Yeah, so I get, like, you know, like, a database of all the businesses and labs that are in the 250-mile radius, and when I get some free time, I make a couple of calls.
There you go. Sounds like you're the utility guy over there. You do a little bit of everything.
You gotta wear many hats.
There you go. I love it.
When you're a small business, you gotta wear many hats.
I gotcha. Especially when you've been doing it for 30 years.
Yeah.
I got
you. All right, I kind of gotta go.
No, that's fine. There, do you maybe?
So thank you for calling, and yeah, feel free to call me again in 6 months or whatever. We'll see how things are going.
Yeah, do you have an email by chance there, just so I can send you my information for if anything comes
up?
You don't do it?
I don't have time to stay on a computer. I just don't do it.
I got you. When might be then a good time to follow up with you there?
I don't know, maybe another 6 months or so.
Okay. Yeah, I'll pencil you in, and then if anything does come up, the offer that we sent you, it was direct mail, so you may or may not have received it, but our number should be on there, so you
okay.
can just kind of reach out that way. Otherwise, you can just visit our website.
All
but
right.
if any, yeah, definitely.
All right, thanks a lot.
Good talking to you.
All right, bye.